Foundations of Amateur Radio. Getting started in our hobby can be a challenge. Even if you've got a shiny new license and you've been taught what the legal requirements are, you might even have your first radio. But after that, it might feel like you're all on your own in this bright and shiny new world. It doesn't have to be that way. First thing to know is that you are exactly where all other amateurs have been before you. In other words, don't stress too much about what you don't know or what mistakes you might make. I recently read a comment from a new amateur who was so scared of making a mistake that they hadn't made their first contact. You should know that there is a massive difference between making an accidental mistake and knowingly interfering with another service. Here's some mistakes I've made. My license permits a maximum power level of 10 watts. I dutifully set up my radio to do just that, made my first contact on HF using 10 watts, only to learn later that power levels are set separately for HF, 6 meters, VHF, and UHF on my specific radio. So the second time I keyed up my microphone, I was using 50 watts. Not only that, I didn't quite understand how to set up my radio for repeater use. So I keyed up on the output frequency and happily talked to the other station, blissfully unaware that I wasn't actually using the repeater. It wasn't until several years later that I learned that the minimum power level was 5 watts on all bands, except UHF, where it is 2 watts. And as icing on the cake, one day I managed a 2-meter contact across about 70 kilometers from my car. It wasn't until later in the night that I discovered that all the settings on my radio had reset, and it was again using 50 watts. Another time I was in the club radio shack and having some fun with the club station. I tuned to a 2-meter frequency and called CQ. Didn't hear anything. Then I discovered that I'd missed a decimal point and was actually transmitting on the 20-meter band, where I'm not permitted with my license. Each of those things are outside the restrictions of my license, but made by mistake, not on purpose. Instead of stressing about it, I went, oops, and carried on with a new lesson learned. I will point out that I'm certain that there are more mistakes. Feel free to let me know. Those concerns aside, finding people to talk to is another barrier to entry. We have all these bands and there's nobody about. It reminds me of a funny story I've shared before, told by Wally, Victor Kilo 6 Yankee Sierra, now Silent Key. In his early amateur radio days, he operated from Cockatoo Island, an island off the north coast of Western Australia near Yampi Sound, which is where his call sign came from. With a new radio and transverter for 6 metres, Wally had been calling CQ for weeks, but nobody would talk to him. Occasionally, he'd hear a faint voice in the background. Meanwhile, it transpired that amateurs across Japan were getting upset that he wasn't responding to their 20 and 40 over 9 signal reports. His transmission was getting out just fine. His receiver wasn't working nearly as well. Turns out that during manufacturing, a pin on the back of his transverter hadn't been soldered correctly. Oops. Once he fixed that, he worked 150 Japanese stations on the first day, and a lifelong love of the 6-meter band was born. One hard-learned lesson is that the bands are constantly changing. If you cannot hear anything on one band, try another. If the band is quiet, it's likely because the conditions for that band are bad. But generally, this is only true on HF. On VHF and UHF, the opposite is often true. Some bands, like 10 meters and 6 meters, behave more like VHF, but not always. 20 meters can go from brilliant to abysmal and back in seconds, sometimes during the contact. Each band has its own idiosyncrasies that you'll need to explore before you can hope to improve your chances of success, and even years of playing will often get you surprises. I recall trying, for giggles only, to call CQ on a pretty quiet band, only to score an unexpected contact with a Central European station on the other side of the globe. A good rule of thumb is to go where the action is. If you can hear others, they're much more likely to hear you. While this is not universally true, it's a good starting point. Of course, you don't need to physically have a radio to experience any of this. There are many websites that provide you with access to radio tuners. If you search for web SDR or Kiwi SDR, you'll come across hundreds of online receivers that you can tune and operate on the frequencies they support, using just your web browser. Some have the ability to decode digital modes within the web page, so you won't even have to install any extra software to play. You might think that using such a receiver is not really amateur radio, but I'd like to point out that a transceiver is both a transmitter and a receiver. You can get the receiver right there in your web browser. The transmitter is a little more complex, but technically also possible. Many amateur clubs have a remote accessible station, which will allow you to get started. That kills two birds with one stone. You get to interact with the people in the club, and you get to play on air without needing to figure out just which radio to get and what antenna to connect it to and where to put either. Other places to find new friends are, of course, social media, the so-called Fediverse, a collection of social networking services that can communicate with each other, has several communities. You can get started at mastodon.radio and lemmy.radio. There's plenty of other on-air activities like nets, discussion groups where you can get to know other amateurs. I run a weekly net for new and returning amateurs called F-Troop on Saturday morning, midnight UTC for an hour, where you can say hello and ask questions. We pass the microphone around a circle so everyone gets a go. You'll find more information at ftroop.groups.io. Getting started does not have to be a daunting experience. Get on air, make noise, and before you know it, you'll have forgotten just how much you worried about the things that really didn't cause any issues in the big picture. If you're still stuck, drop me an email, cq@vk6flab.com, and I'll attempt to point you in the right direction. What are you waiting for? I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima, Alpha Bravo.